but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll stop the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to me, DJ Diamond. Oh. Hello. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz. And I'm here with Emma Baglietto, one of my BFFs. She's back again.
Hello, hello. Are you guys tired of me yet?
Okay, how come I can hear you and I can't hear myself?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can't hear myself, though. But you can hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I just had to turn my volume up. Sorry, guys. I was, like, over here. I'm like, how come I can't hear myself?
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself? No. Okay, hold on. What about now?
Hello.
Hello? Hello? I can hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I sound nice?
Yes, you sound great.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. Okay, so you're here. Okay, after all that big to-do, you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz. Here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu with DJ Diamond, that is me, and my friend Emma, who was on, 2 weeks ago? Because I didn't do a show yet last week.
Because it was spring break, right? Oh, Easter.
No, Easter.
That's right. Good Friday.
Yes. How was your Easter?
It was really nice. Just spent it with family and everything.
Same. That's what I did.
Yeah.
For 3 days straight. It was crazy.
I heard you dressed up as a bunny. Straight up bunny costume.
I was dressed up as a bunny. So basically what happened is I was volunteered by someone in my family.
Her aunt?
Yes. To be the frickin' Easter bunny for her homeowners association Easter egg hunt. And I swear to God, I was dripping sweat. It was so hot in that suit, and I couldn't wipe my face because I had a mask on, and I can't just, you know, the Easter Bunny can't just take their head off and start wiping their face. So I was walking around with sweat basically dripping down my face, and I couldn't wipe it. So I, like, couldn't see because it was in my eyelashes and everything.
I think you made, you know, the kids' morning, though.
I'm never doing that again.
Not even for the kids?
No. That'll be my brother's job next year. Shout out Connor, you're gonna do it, not me. Okay, so as you guys know, it's April Fool's today, and I will be kicking off the show with how Gwen Stefani announced on Instagram her pregnancy with apparently she's pregnant with a girl, and she put this little monogram. Is it a mon? Yeah. No, sonogram, guys. On Instagram, and it's a picture of a child, and she obviously didn't confirm nor deny that she was pregnant, but it's April Fool's, so no one really believes that she's pregnant. But you said, Emma and I were talking before the show, Emma did not know that Blake and Gwen Stefani were dating.
I had no idea. I thought he was still married to, what's her face, Miranda Lambert? Was that a thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they were married.
No, yeah, I for sure thought they were still together.
Wait, you guys, I'm reading this article. I'm so sorry. I just totally just zoned out. It's not a sonogram. It's an ultrasound. That's the picture of the child.
And you kept saying it. I was thinking you were right, too. I didn't.
It's like Dumb and Dumber here.
The same thing.
No, yeah, I.
I just went stupid.
No, I think we're both. Okay, I think this is the problem. Okay, guys, I rushed in here because I came from work. I got off work at 4, and I hadn't eaten anything since 11, so I, like, made a mad dash to Chipotle, and I was stuffing my face. Like,
she was, I saw.
I was
right,
literally stuffing it in, and I'm, like, still, like, in Chipotle zone, so I feel like I'm not, like, I'm not all there, because I'm still, like, I'm still hungry because it hasn't fully digested, and I'm not fully there. Emma's, like, rubbing her. Are you tired? Am I boring you?
No, I think it's the spring weather. I have stuff in my eyes.
Your eyes a little red.
Yeah, they're itchy.
Oh.
Don't look at me.
No, my allergies are acting up. It sucks. But, anyways, so yes, Gwen Stefani announced on her Instagram that she's pregnant. April Fool's, no one believes it, you know, la-di-da-di.
We'll see tomorrow.
I guess, yeah, we'll see tomorrow. I mean,
they're about
this picture, like, the baby looks literally almost full size. Like, I feel, I'm guessing she would have had a bump by now.
I know, really.
Yeah. But speaking of babies, Fetty Wap, who I am in love with. And I don't know if any of you guys know, but I think he is so attractive. And everyone always bags on me.
You're disgusting.
So, yeah, he is not disgusting. If you look past the one blind eye, he is attractive.
It's not even that.
What is it then?
It's his freaking gold braids.
It is not the gold. Those are dreads.
Okay. They're like twisted.
That's because it's a rapper style.
I don't like it. They look like shriveled up worms or something.
Ew.
Exactly.
Ew. Well, Fetty Wap and Masika Kalisha welcomed a baby girl, and I don't know if any of you knew that Fetty Wap was having a child, but I had figured out maybe a couple months ago, and it back a couple months ago when I read it online, he was saying that he was denying that it was his, blah, yeah, blah, blah. Masika, who was actually on Love and Hip Hop, which is a show that I love to watch, honestly, because it's a bunch of stuck-up women who think they're going to make it in, like, the rapper world, but they just keep getting played by all the same guys. So it's, like, they're all, like, it's, like, a Wheel of Fortune in a sense where they're, like, all their faces are, like, on the wheel, and then the rappers spin it, and they all hook up and, like, date, like, each other, like, they'll date one rapper, and then, right, like, their rapper friend will go and date the same chick.
Okay, I've never seen that show, but that sounds like a complete joke.
No, it is a joke, but I love it. Like, I can't get rid of
real?
It.
Is it real?
I think it is. I follow all the girls on my Instagram.
What on earth?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would be pretty entertaining, but holy crap.
Yeah, so.
Freaking Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, they, like, spin it, and they're like, okay, so now I'm going to go date, you know, Fetty Wap's girlfriend.
Yeah, quotes, date.
Exactly. So he welcomed a baby girl on Tuesday night, which was, today is what, Friday?
It was the 12th, yeah.
Yeah, so okay, earlier on in the week. And Kalisha announced the news on Twitter, writing, "She's here. I've never seen anything so perfect in my entire life. I'm so in love with you. #KVM. Later adding, "I can't believe she's ours." Now, Fetty Wap is 24 and Kalisha is 30, and that's a what, six year age difference? Yeah. I don't think that's like that bad. I can't believe Fetty Wap's only 24.
I know, that's crazy. He looks, like, really old.
I feel like he looks more like towards his late.
He reminds me of Flavor Flav.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love Flavor Flav. Oh, where did Flavor Flav go?
I don't know. Were you about to say he died? No, he did.
She's
not
like,
die.
He died. Bye.
But the hashtag KBM stands for the baby's name. So that's, what is it? Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Kari Barbie Maxwell. That's the full name of the baby. And Maxwell is from Willie Maxwell, which is,
yes,
Fetty's actual name.
Actual name. If any of you guys do not know his actual name.
I
have
no idea.
I actually did not know that until you told me before the show.
Because
to me, he's Fetty Wap. Like, that's his name.
And Kari, the meaning of Kari is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's it means queenie in Swahili, which I thought that was really pretty. Joyful and queenly. And they thought it was appropriate because his Fetty Wap's first song was Trap Queen, so I like like the name.
Yeah, I know.
Kari. I think that's a cute name.
Yeah,
Kari. You don't hear that a lot.
Kari.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something about Fetty Wap.
But so did they prove the DNA? Like, did the DNA test come back positive?
Yes, they did. So sorry, Fetty, if you didn't want a child, now you got one.
I know, he's like, congratulations to her and whoever the father is. Like, what the heck? The father is you, you idiot.
Yeah, idiot.
idiot.
Yeah, it says right here, Fetty Wap has never publicly acknowledged a child's paternity, but Kalisha doesn't seem to doubt that the MC is the father of her child.
That makes three children for Fetty from three different girls.
I know. Oh, my God. Fetty, come on, man. What the heck?
It's okay. At least he can support them all.
Have you seen the interview of Fetty? It's not really an interview. It was like a paparazzi who came up to Fetty and asked him about how he lost his eye. Have you seen that video?
I don't know how he lost his eye.
He had, I want to say it was glaucoma. Because Jasmine, who you guys might know, she was on my show a couple weeks ago. We were watching the video, and he was so sweet about it. He was like, his mom was with him, mm-hmm. and they were walking outside, and the paparazzi came up to him, and they were like, Fetty, like, how'd you lose your eye? And he had said that he had lost his eye early on, I want to say to glaucoma, I remember him saying. And his mom, he looks back at his mom, and his mom's like, no, like, you lost your eye when you were actually, like, a baby. Like, you, like, as soon as you were born, like, your eye was...
All, no mas.
Yeah.
Basically. And they ripped that sucker out.
Yeah. And it was so cute. He was like, oh, well, I guess I learned something new about myself, like, every day. He didn't even know that. He thought he had lost it, like, when he was around 6 or 7. But he was.
What?
Yeah.
How do you not know that you have no eye?
I mean, it's flipping Fetty Wap. I mean,
oh,
he probably
man.
Doesn't know a lot of things. He didn't think he had a child. And now he has one. But, yeah. So, in the interview with him, or the little, I want to say it was kind of run-in with the paparazzi. I've watched several interviews, or like run-ins with Fetty Wap and the paparazzi, and he's really a sweet kind of, he's sweet. I follow him on Instagram. His videos are always so cute.
He's like, pretty humble, I
yeah,
would say.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have three kids, so obviously he's kind of bouncing around, but he seems like a genuine person, and he's not in the business for some of the same reasons I feel like other rappers are.
He's in the business solely for, like, the music.
That's what
put out good music.
Exactly. And I think that's great, because a lot of the rappers, you know, they're in it to get money.
get rich.
But yeah, so he seemed quite humble to me, and I really enjoyed that about him. Instagram, okay, all on Instagram he ever posts are videos of himself talking, but they're really funny. Like, all I don't know, it's something about Fetty Wap, I can't seem to get over him. I love his music, I love him.
Do you remember hearing the first song, Trap Queen? Do you remember the first time you heard it?
Yeah, do you want to know the first time I heard it?
Oh god, yeah.
I don't know if remember, I was in Arizona.
Yeah.
With Riley.
Yeah.
And I was in the frat house and I was dancing.
Oh my god.
And Trap Queen came on. And I'm, like, dancing, and, well, in Arizona, you wear, like, heels out. You never wear flat shoes out to, like, the frats, like, ever. So I'm in Riley's shoes, and they're higher than my heels, because she's shorter than I am. So mm-hmm. she wears, like, so I, like, wear, like, 4-inch heels. She wears, like, 6-inch heels. So I'm borrowing her shoes, because they're the same size, because she goes, I put on Converse that night, and she's like, you have to take those off. You can't go out like that. And I was like, what? She goes, we don't go out in Converse, we go out in heels. And I was
well,
like, oh,
okay,
my
then.
Yeah, I was so, well, I'm sitting there, I'm like, how the heck do you guys even go out in heels? Like, you're going into a frat house, it's gross and dirty, like, let's all face it.
Sounds probably gonna, like, make you fall on the ground. And
exactly. And so the song comes on, I'm dancing, and I'm like really feeling the song. I'm like, okay, I like this song. And then I, like, stumble backwards. I almost break the frats, like, sound system. I almost spilt my beverage on the sound system and crashed it. And do you know how embarrassing that would have been for me? I don't even go to the school. I'm just there
visiting.
She doesn't
even go here.
You didn't even go here. Yeah, I didn't even go to the school. And I almost broke the frats sound system in their living room.
Oh man, I would have paid big bucks to watch that.
It was so embarrassing. I ran over to Riley. I was like, Riley, we gotta get out of here. I almost just broke the sound system.
I love when embarrassing things happen to Alyssa and I witness them because her facial expressions are the best thing in life. Honestly, she's so awkward about it. I can't get enough.
No, my mom always tells me you can never play poker because you'll know exactly how I feel like in that exact moment. So in that moment, I was mortified. I was standing there and I was like, oh my God, I have to get the heck out of here. But yeah, that was the first time I heard Trap Queen and I liked it for the next couple of months. It kind of got old because the radio overplayed it. They don't play it anymore though. So I'm like vibing it again. Like when it comes on, I don't get annoyed or turn it off or switch it. So, but yeah. Well, I guess we'll head to our first break.
Congrats to Fetty.
Congrats to Fetty and Masika. Masika's very pretty. I'm looking at a picture of her. She's a little revealing, but you know, it's okay.
Like you have a problem with that.
I know. Emma, shut up.
It's not all about you, Alyssa.
Okay, guys. With that, we will head to our first break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You gon' have to do more than just say. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So, mama, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just say. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So, mama, you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. You gon' have to do more than just say. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So, mama, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just say. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So, mama, you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. Baby, show it, baby, prove it, baby, see.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm here, you're here too, listening to my BFF, Emma Baglietto.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Before we start, do you want to tell my listeners what you're signed up to do next semester?
I'm signed up to have my own radio show, guys. And Alyssa and I were actually talking about maybe having a radio show together, but that's not possible. So,
I mean, I don't think it's possible. I haven't really talked to Stu about it.
Stu?
Yeah, because I want to do a radio show with you. I feel like we'd be so good together, like with
so
our
compatible.
Own Yeah.
Relationship goals right there.
Relationship goals, man. But I just wanted her to tell all my listeners that because I got really excited when I found out she was signed up.
I'm
because
very
I
nervous.
I'm signing up again. You guys think you can get rid of me? Guess what? You can't.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so this next article I will be talking about is how Kehlani attempted suicide earlier this week. I don't know if any of you guys... I feel like...
The background story.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know the background story.
Okay. For those of you who know, Kehlani is a rapper, and she kind of came about within this last year or two through rappers like G-Eazy and Cool John. She's a Bay Area rapper. She's from Oakland. So all the Bay Area rappers who are now famous, you know, like G-Eazy, Cool John, P-Lo, you know, guys like that. They kind of brought her into the world. And I wouldn't really technically say she's even... I mean, she calls herself a rapper, but she's a very kind of R&B singer in a sense. She
artist,
doesn't rap.
Yeah.
She kind of does the whole R&B stuff, but she calls herself a rapper. She hangs a lot. She hangs out with a lot of rappers, so... But she attempted suicide. And basically what happened is the reason she did that was because... Okay, Kehlani used to date a rapper called Party Next Door. I love Party Next Door's music. I think it's great. It's kind of like edgy in a sense. But she used to date him, and now she's dating Kyrie Irving, who plays on the Cavs.
Yeah, he's the point guard, I believe.
Yes. And Party Next Door decided to go on Instagram and post a picture of him in bed with Kehlani. You can't see their faces. You can just see the TV in front of them and her hand. And you can tell that it's her because Kehlani has a tattoo on her hand mm-hmm. that says woke. And she has finger tats. And in the picture, you can see a girl's hand that says woke with the finger tats on Party Next Door's hand.
So it's clearly Kehlani.
Yes, it's clearly her. And he went on to post that picture. And the caption was somewhat kind of provoking, I feel like, to, you know, anyone who saw it. I think it said that something about, you know, I have the R&B singer back in my bed. And as soon as that was posted and people saw it, they freaked out because Kehlani is supposed to be dating Kyrie. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's going, Kehlani is cheating. Like, she cheated on Kyrie. And all of a sudden it was very random because, so I follow Kehlani on Instagram and Snapchat. And that morning she had been posting, and all of a sudden, as soon as this information got out to the public that apparently she was cheating on Kyrie, all of a sudden all her social media accounts were just gone. The Snapchats were taken mm-hmm. down. Her Instagram account was deleted. It was very fishy. And I was kind of confused because I went on Twitter and found it out. And there was already memes out. Those funny pictures, you know, with bold writing. And there was, like, tweets going on about, you know, people being cheaters and rappers and Bay Area rappers especially being cheaters, those who are from Oakland, because, you know, Oakland doesn't have a great reputation.
Ratchet.
Exactly.
Little ratchet.
So I was like, what the heck's going on? And so then I'm looking deeper and I see that something's going on with Kyrie. And the first person I thought of was Kehlani, because I love Kehlani and I know she's dating him. And then I read more into it, and, you know, the whole picture that was posted by Party Next Door was of his and Kehlani's hands together, and they're in bed and they're watching TV. And I don't think Kyrie, both of them kind of laid low for a while. And I kept checking back on Instagram and Snapchat to see, you know, if anyone had posted anything. nothing. Everyone's all up in arms about it. All the fans are freaking out, like, Kehlani, you know, is a cheater, blah, blah, blah. And so all of a sudden, later that night, on Monday night, actually, Kehlani posted a photo since deleting her Instagram account, writing that she'd attempted suicide earlier that day, but had survived and was now in the hospital. And she posted that picture. It was of her arm with an IV in it. And the caption was, "Today I wanted to leave this earth," with an accompanying photo with an IV. And it went on to say, "Being completely selfish for once, never thought I'd get to such a low point." I don't know, to me, that's, I kind of have mixed feelings about this, in the sense that it's like, I understand, okay, I feel, she's claiming that no one was cheated on.
Yeah, that's what I took from it.
Yeah, she even posted, like, in her caption, that no one was cheated on, and I'm not a bad person, she wrote. Everyone is hurt, and everyone is in a place of misunderstanding. Okay, well, if no one was cheated on, then why are you attempting suicide? Because to me, I feel like what everyone, like, that's not personally, you know, a friend to her, is like, oh my gosh, like, she tried to kill herself because she was caught cheating. But I mean, I don't know. It's just, it seems really fishy. Like, if you didn't cheat, then why apparently are you trying to kill yourself? Do you kind of get what
I'm
saying?
Right. I get what you're saying. How I took it was, she was caught cheating. She was caught in the lie, and it blew up in her face. Her, you know, even her fans, like, everyone was just coming at her and attacking her. And I think that's the reason why she tried to commit suicide, because she was getting so much hate for this mistake that she made. And what I didn't like was that she said she didn't cheat on him. But, I mean, we don't know the truth, but it's very clear that she did. And
but do you know if it's a new photo or an old photo?
Well, that's the thing. We have no idea. And it just comes down to, like, media attention, basically, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
But I don't think she tried to kill herself because she cheated or felt bad about that. I think she committed suicide or tried to commit suicide because she was getting so much hate for making this mistake. Because I've heard from other celebrities saying, you know, she's just 20 years old. You know, people
That's
make
insane.
Mistakes. She's young. She's going to
she
make mistakes.
She is our age.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
She's old. She's a year older than me. I'm only
okay,
19.
My age.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
We have a baby.
No, but she's only 20 years old. And yeah, she cheated. But, like, in the media, when you're so famous, it becomes an even bigger issue because everyone knows about it. And that's why she just couldn't handle the pressure. I mean, some people think it was just, like, seeking media attention, the whole committing suicide thing. But I don't know. Who really knows?
I know. I feel like no one's ever really going to know. I feel, I mean, Chris Brown, I mean, I love Chris Brown's music. And I think he's very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he has a good track record with women. And he's kind of douchey. You know, had the, you a while back, beat Rihanna. He got a girl pregnant. We still don't know who, while he was dating what's her face? Karrueche. Do you know her? Have
no,
you heard of her?
Oh yeah, I've heard of her.
Colourpop girl?
Yeah.
Got a girl pregnant, has a child with a different woman while he's dating this other girl. And he took to Twitter and Instagram to basically bash Kehlani, saying, you know, she's from Oakland, you should all know that this was going to happen, you know, on Kyrie's side. And Kyrie didn't really say anything about it. I think he's back on Twitter, and he made, I think his first tweet was, it's not in the article, but I remember it being something relating back to the incident of the whole Kehlani thing. But Party Next Door actually was in the hospital with Kehlani. She tweeted a picture of him next to her bedside. He rushed to the hospital as soon as he figured this out, which is kind of also weird. Like, you're the one who's posting the picture. See, this whole story is all twisted. I am almost confused as to what to think, because here's Kehlani saying she didn't cheat, but yet she's attempting suicide. One, I don't think cheating is a reason to attempt suicide over, you know, suicide's a very sensitive subject. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's something that you should automatically go to when you're caught cheating. Yeah. But I mean, you never know where people's heads are in a certain time and place, and maybe that really got to her. But so I'm looking at, Emma brought up Kyrie's Twitter.
Kyrie's tweet.
And he tweeted, of this nonsense that could have been avoided, but me and Kehlani were not dating when the picture came out. So
everyone thought she was cheating.
Yes.
And gave her so much hate for something that didn't happen. At the time. And that's why she tried to commit suicide, because she was just probably overwhelmed by all of the hate.
It's weird, though, because it's like, I feel like I'm getting so many different sides to this story.
Right, right.
Like, there's Kyrie's side, and then we have Chris Brown, who's saying she did cheat because he's friends with Kyrie. But we have Kyrie denying that she cheated. And then we have Kehlani attempting suicide, which is weird because it's like, if it's not true, why would you do it? Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
Like, why would you commit suicide?
Yeah, or why would you attempt suicide which is kind of a coincidence with the sense that she tried to commit suicide the day that this picture came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
so your side
fishy.
Is more like media seeking attention.
Yeah.
From her side.
I don't know. Everything seems weird. Chris Brown just needs to get out of it, honestly. who is Chris Brown?
He has no room to talk, honestly.
I know. Chris Brown, get out of here. You abuse women, you hurt them. Like, get out. No one listens to you anyways. Go home, Chris Brown. You're drunk. I love Chris Brown, but I can't take him seriously in the sense that he bashes on women, he hits women. That's not acceptable in my book. But I don't know.
His music's pretty damn good, though.
Okay, his music's good.
Shout out to Karina. She's like the biggest Chris Brown fan ever.
I loved Chris Brown when it was, what was the one song? Look at me now.
I'm no
getting way. Paper. But so that's when I was really big on Chris Brown, was when he was kind of in his, you know, there's his baby making music, and then there's like his rap music. Mm-hmm. I was into the rap music side of everything.
Not the baby making one?
No. I like Back to Sleep, though. That's, I like that song.
Sorry.
Emma is getting a phone call and she's not paying attention.
It's my grandpa.
Oh.
No.
Oh, sorry, grandpa.
Yeah, sorry, grandpa.
But yeah, I don't know. This whole Kehlani thing, she deleted her Instagram after posting the IV pic.
Yeah, I was sitting at lunch with Jasmine and Talia, and they were looking at their phones, and they were like, oh my God, Kehlani blocked me. And I was thinking.
Like only them specifically.
Right, right. I was thinking, wait, what the heck? Why would Kehlani block them individually? And then they were like freaking out because she had no pictures on her profile. And then I was like, wait, what the hell is going on right now? I was so confused. And then I heard, I went on myself on Instagram, and then I saw, like, the articles and stuff coming out, and I was like, oh, shoot.
I like, it totally would be them, too, freaking out that, like, she specifically blocked them out of all the people in the world. Like, Kehlani literally blocked me. Like, of course, it's Jasmine and Talia.
Well, because Jasmine checked her phone first and was like, oh, my God. Kehlani blocked me. And then Talia looked at her phone. She's like, she blocked me too. Wait, did she block everyone? They didn't realize
that
she just deleted her profile.
Like, they're dumb and dumber, and then you and I are dumb and dumber.
Who's dumb and who's dumber?
I'm probably dumber, honestly.
I don't know. It could go back and forth.
Like, let's all recap on the intro when we were all... I was trying to fidget with the technology in this flipping area. There's so much, you know, equipment going on behind the scenes when you guys listen to me. I was over here. I'm like, what? I'm like mouthing to Emma. Emma, I can't hear myself. And then I'm testing it. And I feel like you guys totally heard me testing my voice out because I couldn't listen.
Like, hello.
We're like, hello, hello,
hello.
Alyssa. One, I'm like, Emma, two, are you there? Three. And so I'm over here and I'm like, what the heck? This thing is not working on me.
It's broke.
It's broke. My pants broke.
Oh man, recaps to this.
Recap to Wednesday.
Wednesday?
But yeah. Oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. But anyways, okay. So next article that I came across, which was actually to me very intriguing because I haven't heard a lot about her for a while, was Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And her and Alicia Keys are supposed to be appearing on season 11 of The Voice mm-hmm. as coaches.
I think that's so great.
How do you think of, yeah, what do you feel?
I love Miley Cyrus.
Me too.
The people just hate on her because she's psycho, okay? She really is psychotic.
She is kind of crazy.
But I love her because she's real. She's true to herself and she doesn't give a crap what other people think. And she's a good human being. She might be psychotic, but she gives back to the community. And I love that. You know, she
kind of like
she
me.
Said,
I'm psycho. But
not all about you. No, it's just like she posted something saying, you know, going out and partying and stuff doesn't make you a bad person. Just like going to church doesn't make you a good person. And it's so true. Like,
that statement, oh my gosh, I want to frame that because it's so true.
It's so true because, you know, people think like, oh my God, go to church and read the Bible and you're set, you're a good person.
Like,
no.
You're going to heaven.
It's about what you do out in the community and how you are with people. And she just puts on a good performance.
She does. I feel like I kind of started, so I went to her concert when it was the whole, she was all gothic.
Yeah.
With, I Can't Be Tamed, and then she kind of, you know, went crazy with the whole going out basically naked on stage, and I felt like I kind of grew a little distant from her and her music around that time because I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It was good music, but she herself was definitely a little off of her rocker at the time. But, I mean, I've never really hated Miley Cyrus. I always felt like she kind of stayed true to who she was. Like, she left Hannah Montana because she knew that she couldn't do it anymore because she was just not in that right, you know, set of...
That wasn't her anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't her. She wasn't in the right frame of mind.
She's trying to grow.
Yeah, and so I've never really hated her. I think she's always been a really good human in the sense that she knows herself and she knows what she wants. And she obviously, like you said, gives back to the community. She's does a lot of things with, I want to say, the LGBT community.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, like, the homeless community,
yes.
Like homeless young adults and stuff. I know
which
she brought
up. Which is fantastic.
That homeless kid at the...
One of the award shows.
Yeah, one of the award shows. And he did the speech and accepted the award. And it seriously made me cry.
It was really cute. So I can't really hate on Miley in that sense.
I hate her music now.
You hate her music?
No, I really do. I do not like her music. Some people love it.
Did you used to like it?
I used to like her old stuff. But that was when I was 13 and thought Hannah Montana was...
True. It was
everything.
Like the double-sided CD, like Hannah Montana
no,
versus
really.
Miley Cyrus. Don't
the
I know climb, you guys know what I'm talking
party
about.
Party in the USA. I sang that every single day when I was in Washington, D.C. for my 8th grade trip.
I still have those songs on my phone.
Yep.
And
still
they
have the album.
Still come on when I'm on the treadmill.
Yep.
And I still jam out. I
no,
feel like
seriously.
Party in the USA is such a good, like,
it's such a slapper.
Workout.
It's such a slapper.
You're telling that to a girl who listens to rap. You're like, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA is such a slapper.
Am I right, guys? I'm so right.
I'm so right. But no, I totally, I can't hate on her. I think she's just doing her.
She's
definitely
very compassionate too. So I feel like when she's
yes.
on The Voice, she's gonna give them constructive criticism and really get to know them on a personal level and help them as much as she can. Cause she's a really great artist. She's not the one I listen to.
I agree. How do you feel about Alicia Keys? We haven't... She's been, like, so, like, on the DL.
Who's that?
No, exactly.
Basically.
I like Alicia Keys, but when was the last time she came out with a song? That's kind of what I'm... Like, I feel like... I don't know. Last time I heard her song was, I swear, in, like, 2004. Back in the whole, like, piano stage of her career. You know what I'm talking about. Don't
yeah.
laugh at me. The whole piano stage of her career was the last time I heard about her. But
yeah, there's only a couple songs that I listened to of hers.
Yeah. I wasn't
they still
Alicia
come on,
song.
You know, on Pandora, some throwbacks.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
I listened to the Future Station, so that's definitely not a throwback on the Future Station.
Can't trust thoughts. Yeah, that's my station. I love it.
But yeah, so they're Alicia Keys and Miley. I feel like we didn't even touch on Alicia Keys because she's basically, I mean,
bleh.
To me, blah. Yeah.
I can't relate to her.
Me either.
Her generation's far past ours.
Yeah, she's long gone.
Long gone.
I feel like they definitely needed, though, a new older voice coach, though.
Yeah.
Because Miley's so young, they kind of needed someone to, you know, balance out the whole.
Like a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the rookie and veteran.
Oh, hint, hint, wink, wink. Stew.
Stew.
But Yeah, so I feel like it'll be a good season. I stopped watching, honestly, after the first season, so Same. You guys will probably never hear me talk about this ever again. Because I don't watch The Voice. I felt like it was great with the original coaches. Like, who was it? Okay.
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Blake Shelton.
No, Blake Shelton is a new coach.
Oh,
who's the fat... Oh, I don't want to... The bigger... Whoa. Sorry. The bigger...
CeeLo Green.
Yes. Yes.
CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green. And then who was... There was two more. Oh, man. It's going to bug me. I just know I watched the first season.
I love CeeLo.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
The whole F you
got some change in my pocket.
Okay, whenever I have you on, I swear to God, I like you and Jasmine. I sing so much on here, and everyone probably wants to shoot themselves.
I don't even know the lyrics. I'm still singing.
It's like,
story of my life.
But also, okay, now speaking to Miley Cyrus, she was caught flashing her engagement ring at a Knicks game with her sister Brandy and mom Tish Cyrus. Okay, so the engagement ring from when her and Liam were engaged. Okay, first of all, how do you feel about Liam? He is
a handsome hunk of meat.
Yes, that's exactly, you read my mind.
He's a hunk of meat.
Yeah, so she was caught at a Knicks game with her engagement ring on. And those of you who don't know, she was engaged to Liam Hemsworth back in, I want to say, 2008, 2009. They broke it off, I want to say, within a year or two. Went totally separate ways. He stated something about how he just couldn't handle her lifestyle because this was when she was changing and developing and kind of going a little crazy.
And she's all about the media.
Yes.
Like, everything in her life was...
Yes. And so basically... He went his separate way, and his publicist stated that it was to help his career because it would shed light on him in a bad way with her crazy antics. And so recently, within the last, I want to say year and a half, they were spot, you know, hanging out together, and now it's said that they're dating. But now she's flashing an engagement ring. Miley's always known to, you know, do crazy things. I don't think they're engaged. I think she's kind of doing it to kind of get a little talk going around the town.
Oh yeah.
But I'm looking at this picture on this article, and she is like, she looks so healthy and like vibrant. She has blonde hair, and her hair is in the little like Chloe buns, the two little buns,
so cute,
with some bangs, and she just looks she looks normal. Like I feel like she looks normal, and I feel like that's such a compliment.
She doesn't look like a crackhead.
Exactly. She's not wearing like flipping pasties and, you know, having, do you know, I don't,
like a rabbit head or something.
The one, did you see the one performance that she had like a dildo strapped to her?
That's
No, yeah, it, no, she literally went off her rocker.
Yeah,
but she looks normal here. And so her and her sister and her mom are enjoying the Knicks game. And she just, you know, has her engagement ring on. How do you, I mean.
She never took it off, huh?
No, I think she did take.
She did take it off?
I don't know. I feel like she must have because, they got engaged 2008, 2009.
Wasn't she wearing it in one of her music videos that
I think she was.
Like, she came out with after the fact?
I think so, actually, now that you're saying that. But I think she did have it off for
a
period of time.
Oh, yeah.
But now she has it back on, so.
Did she flash it to the as I'm like flipping
No, Emma
off.
Just flipped me off because she meant to flash me her ring finger and then just flip me off in the act.
Did she flash her ring to the camera?
I don't know.
Was it like a, ooh, look at my finger, ring?
Or
was
it probably, just kinda... the ring's probably so flipping big, you probably can't miss it.
Oh, she probably put it on because, you know,
it's Miley Cyrus.
And they're getting back together, hopefully.
She wants to, you know, get a little rise out of everyone, but...
That's Miley for ya.
That is Miley for ya. Well, we're going to head to our second break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond. And you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Every day I'm counting blue hunnids. Always wanna hold something.
She don't smoke, but she gonna roll some. Got a bad, she ready to some. How you get that all up in the bean? She threw it back, I went deep. How you get that all up in the jeans? She threw it back, I went deep. She made one cheek move, she made the other cheek move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She made one cheek move, she made the other cheek move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. Click, click, click. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something.
Yeah. Peel up.
She
yeah.
gon' shake it for them blue hunnids.
Yeah. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Come through, she let the crew run it. You ain't getting money, you ain't bout nothing.
You
ain't getting money, you ain't bout nothing. I got hella on the internet, but I ain't into that. I'm somewhere focused on a bigger check. All the big girls get loose with it. All the model, let's sue. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something.
Tick, tick, tick.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids.
Tick, tick, tick.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. You're metaphorical gin and juice, so come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste.
Don't you just love it?
You're metaphorical gin and juice.
Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 trying. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 but I
can't keep my hands to myself. You're no good, but people say what they wanna say, and you should know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day.
Oh, 'cause all of the doubts and the outbursts keep making love to each other, and I'm trying, trying, trying.
Keep my hands to myself.
I could, but why would I want to?
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm here, for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm here with Emma.
What up?
What up, what up? And, you know, we're just talking about Hollywood gossip, the, you know, stuff that's happened in the past, I want to say 2 weeks, being that I didn't have a show last week. So 2 weeks. But
a lot of stuff has happened.
Yeah, I think so for sure. Honestly, the Kehlani thing was a huge thing because everyone was like
freaking out.
They were like, WTF. Like, oh my God. That was the center of, I feel like, celebrity gossip for, I want to say, a good like 3 days.
I think Hollywood was in need of something big like that.
Honestly, that sounds so bad, but it's so true. It's so true.
Freaking Hollywood.
Flipping Hollywood. Okay, so, well, I'm going to just casually shout out the Kardashians.
Again?
And guess what this segment is going to be about? Kardashians.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Love them.
They're so easy to talk about.
They
There's
so are.
There's always something going on in their life.
No, I'm not kidding. I was so afraid that, okay, so since I'm in radio class, I was so afraid that Stu was going to be like, Alyssa, you might as well just call your show like Keeping Up with the Kardashians because that's all you freaking talk about. But it's like they're always in the media.
Light. Yeah.
They're so, I swear, every day there's something new on the Kardashians. There's something new that's so easy to talk about and do.
There should be a show called Keeping Up with Alyssa Peterson.
You know what? I'm such a big advocate for that. I cannot wait to be famous.
Stu, hook it up.
Stu, Brad. But yeah, so honestly, I think I'm just going to start dedicating at least one segment to the Kardashians because it's like a...
They're hilarious.
They really are. I mean, I don't really care who you are. They're wealthier than you. They're more famous than you. You know you like them.
Kris is my hero.
Kris is so funny.
She's so funny.
She's a good mom.
She reminds me of my own aunt.
She
can be serious, but she also has that goofy side.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's kind of... Honestly, I think she's kind of crazy too. Like, she needs, honestly, okay, I don't know if you guys know, but Kris loves, isn't it just straight vodka?
Probably.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
Like, vodka and she makes a drink that's honestly majority vodka, and I got to give her credit and just say, you know what, do you, because you need it, because you have, what, 6, 7 kids? They're
all
crazy.
She's all managing them.
Yeah, and she's the manager of every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you do you, Kris Jenner. But, okay, that was just kind of a little blur. But the article that I have up is that Khloe Kardashian, a.k.a. me.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting. Emma's, like, looking down. And so as soon as I said that, I was waiting for her to look at me and be like, shut up. Khloe Kardashian gave fans a tour of her perfectly organized fitness closet. Okay, now this is a video. And I'm not going to play it because there's all these ads that are in it. But I watched it prior, I want to say, a couple days ago. It was released on her app, the Khloe app that you have to pay $2 for. Okay, I'm a huge Khloe fan, but I don't feel the need to pay $2 to know your life, like more in depth than I already do.
Right.
But she released it on her app, and oh my God, her fitness closet is literally to die for. I'm not kidding. It is color coordinated. It is, everything has a place. All her shoes are, like, her shoes are color coordinated. Her pants are color coordinated, her tops, she has accessories in boxes, clear boxes, so she can physically see them when she walks into her closet. And what she said is, you know, I don't have a husband and I have an extra closet, so why the heck not? And you know,
can
what?
Can I see this?
Yeah.
I've yet to see this article.
Yeah, so she has this amazing fitness closet that I am so jealous of because I love working out and I love, honestly, I don't even wear clothes anymore.
Just workout gear.
I just wear workout gear.
Leggings.
Yeah. So I was so into this article because I was like, oh my gosh, I want to see kind of what her like closet looks like for working out. And it's insane. It is literally insane. So she gave the fans a tour of her closet. And, you know, she hits the gym, she says, at around like 5:30 every morning. And she works out with Gunner, who is her and I want to say Kim and I don't think Courtney's actually. I think Courtney has a different trainer, but it's Kim's trainer too. Sometimes Kendall and Kylie, you know, work out with them. But Chloe is at the gym every morning, she says, between 4:30 and 5:30, working out before, you know, to get her day started. And then from there, you know, goes to her little glam squad, gets all glammed up for the day. I want to say this is all happening. She's, like, getting ready to go between, what, like, 7 and 8 in the morning every day. That's insane. And she has, like, she stays up late. She does late night things, you know. I honestly, I'm a big sleeper. I don't know how she is feels like rested.
Yeah, she gets sleep up so till early. 4 o'clock in the evening and want to go back to bed right after I wake up.
If any of you ask my family members, okay, so this last weekend was Easter. I'm pretty sure I slept for 4 or 5 hours out of the 7 hours of a family party. So I went to this, you know, family Easter egg decorating party and I slept for 4 to 5 hours of it. And then, you know, I was woken up by my brother around, you know, one of the times, you know, where there's food out to eat. Came downstairs, ate some food, went right back to bed upstairs. Like, I love sleeping. So I don't know how Chloe gets up that early to do it. I used to be an early gym person, kind of like 6:37 back when I didn't have a car. My dad would go that early, so I would go with him. But now that I can drive, I'm like, yeah, like 10 or 11 sounds real good for like a gym time.
Or like 8:30 at night.
Yeah, or you know, at night.
When I'm fully awake.
Yeah, you know, when I just wake up.
Exactly.
But yeah, so she is an early gymmer and she has an amazing closet. I wish, honestly, you guys need to like watch this video. It's insane. She has her cute little braids in, little baddie.
Yeah, but you're obsessed with those braids.
I am. I want. Okay, Emma, you had them in like twice when we worked out this past week.
I didn't even know. You look so good.
No, she didn't even know she had the Chloe braids. She had the whole like, what are they? They're the inside out braids because it's not a regular braid.
It's like an inside out French braid or something too.
Yeah. And we're like walking in and I like didn't even notice it till I walked in. And I look at her and I'm like, Emma, you have Chloe braids. And she was like, no, I don't. Like what? You were like, no.
She's like, what?
You're like, huh?
Chloe braids.
I'm like, Chloe Kardashian.
I've been wanting those.
Yes, that's the only one I said. As if I like can buy them. Yeah, I'm like, Emma, I'm just trying to buy them.
The store and get some Chloe braids, Coco braids.
I'm like, I have been wanting those, you know, as if I'm going to buy her hair and put it on my head. But yeah, you look so cute in those braids. Like your hair is a perfect length.
I know. Shout out to Gabby. She's like, I have to make them perfect because it's my name on these braids.
She's so good at
it. She is good. She's
really
good.
Holy cow. Kaylin is good at it, too. Kaylin does good braids. She does good fishtail braids.
Good to know.
But
hook it up, Kaylin.
Hook it up, Kaylin. But, yeah, so.
I can't imagine how many pants and sports bras and tops she has. If they're color coordinated and I don't know. She probably has like a billion pairs of shoes.
She has a lot of, obviously she said that she has a lot of black pants, like black workout pants. And then she said she'll usually do like a colorful top or jacket and then she'll pair it with like bright, you know, workout sneakers, but with like black pants.
I'm
so
like
everything's
drooling.
No, I
while
know.
You're talking about this because I seriously live in exercising equipment.
Workout clothes.
Workout clothes. There you go. Exercise equipment. Yeah, that's it.
Whoops. I'm drooling because I'm so hungry. I want my Chipotle. It's literally sitting right across from me.
It's speaking
Alyssa, to me.
Eat me.
I know, guys. I've been staring at this Chipotle for the past hour that I've been talking to you, and I am starved. Like I did shove in a lot of the food, but I'm a hungry hippo.
As we're talking about workout attire.
I know, we're like, guys, we got to get our butts in the gym. And I'm like, so I want to finish my Chipotle.
That's our life.
Yeah, so it says in this article that since Chloe loves to hit the gym, her love of workout attire comes as no surprise. She is said, she's quoted, this is one of my favorite rooms of my house. This closet is my fitspo. And every time I walk by, I'm like, okay, motivated, should get my arse. I was gonna say, I'm trying to think of what you would say.
Arse in gear.
Arse in the gym. You go, Chloe. You know, you she's go, she's slimmed down four sizes.
That's crazy.
From when she was married to Lamar.
Oh, yeah. I believe wow. it.
Waiting for.
She was sizes? Never like huge, no. but she was like.
She was. She's a big girl. That yeah. whole family. I mean, besides like Kendall and Kylie, I feel like.
And Courtney.
And too. Well, yeah. Okay, Kim and Chloe are they're big girls.
Yeah.
So.
Big boned.
That's what I say. I'm always like, I'm big boned.
There's such a thing.
There. Yeah. You know what? For those of you who think girls are fat, sometimes they're just big boned. Cut them some slack.
Yeah. People.
People. But yeah. So. Honest, oh my gosh, I'm not kidding. I wish you guys need to look at this video. The clothes, it's her closet is all white too. It's like so like visually pleasing when you watch it.
Yeah,
it
looks all clean.
It turns me on.
Oh Jesus!
But yeah, so I love it. But before, okay, I know it's 7, but I just want to hit a quick topic. That Khloe Kardashian was upset after apparently Lamar Odom was at a spotted at a bar. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Lamar, yeah, was spotted at a bar the day before Easter or the night before, around between like 12 and 1 a.m.
That's a no-no because
exactly.
He went to rehab,
he
right?
Overdosed he and overdosed. Was found in Las Vegas okay. unconscious.
Yeah, that's
from
right.
drugs. And so the article basically just talks about how she is apparently upset because he was at an Irish pub in Los Angeles on Saturday night, obviously before Easter morning on Sunday, which they had with the family, and he did attend, where he supposedly stayed until 1 a.m. drinking. The next morning, he joined the Kardashian clan at church wearing the same sweatshirt as the night before. Ouch. Okay. I mean, classy. if you're gonna try to go to a bar after, you know, you've been in the media for, you know,
overdosing
in a brothel in Las Vegas and being unconscious and in a coma for what, a month or two? I mean,
to me, it's not taking it seriously.
No, not at all.
Especially with how much support has been given to him by the Kardashian family.
Yes.
It just doesn't seem like he's taking any of it seriously.
I feel like
and he's showing up to church wearing the same attire that he wore to the pub.
I mean, if you're going to go out and basically do things that you're not supposed to,
yeah,
you might as well, I mean, you could at least put on a different outfit so you don't look suspicious. Okay, like that's insane to me. Yeah. Why? It's just like he's had so many problems with alcohol and drugs, yet he continues, obviously, like you said, to abuse the help that he's been given by the yeah. Kardashians. Khloe fights so hard for him. She's remained friends with him. I feel like if she didn't, he honestly would have died. Because he just doesn't, his mom's passed away. His dad recently just passed away because he was a druggie. He has no one there for him.
Does he have kids?
Yes, he has two children, one boy and one girl.
Oh,
and they're,
that's crazy.
I want to say between the ages of 12 and 15.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I feel like he's just careless with his own life. Like he's so selfish.
I guess he's just still in that kind of downward spiral.
I just don't know when he's going to get better. And it's like sad to like, I feel like almost, I mean, I don't feel like I'm bashing him. I think he needs to kind of get his life together.
I mean, he's come a long way, but it's still, no.
It's just
given
not
all the support he has. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Going to that pub was not.
It wasn't
a
good.
Good idea. No.
No.
Big
so.
No.
Yeah, so apparently, you know, Khloe's upset. I would be too. That's insane. The amount, yeah, just the support and the fact that you go against.
It's disappointing. It's just because she put in so much energy
into that relationship
to keep him going and support him, and just to watch him kind of like throw it away.
Uh huh. I feel like he's kind of like Scott in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to give Scott support and like help him and try to better him because he's an alcoholic, and he continues to just not take it.
Yeah.
So
it's sad. I mean,
yeah,
I guess maybe the Kardashians will get to a point where they're not going to hand out any more help and support, but
I agree.
As of right now, they're still gonna try their best.
Yeah. I feel so that was such a downer to like end on, but it was I'm so sorry, but it was something I felt like I needed to talk about. Like I felt like it was like good to discuss just because we were on the Kardashian topics. But yeah, I don't know.
That's, we hope that he finds the help
exactly
he needs.
I hope anyone who has problems like that finds the help they need.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Well, I'm like, okay, bye.
Okay. Oh, all right.
All right, guys. That's the end.
See
bye.
See you next week.
Like, totally depressed. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Stay out of Irish pubs.
Yeah.
Don't overdose.
Help yourself. You know, self-care. Come on, people. Okay, well, honestly, I'm going to try to put this in a better mood before I sign off. It's April Fool's. At least play a prank, I guess. That's funny. Honestly, there's no way I can get out of that hole. That is, everyone's depressed now.
Okay, back to the April Fool's thing. Everyone knows it's April Fool's. They're not going to take a joke seriously.
Oh, true.
Because I'm going to pull a prank, but...
Not on me. I don't know why you're looking at me. You can't pull a prank on me.
Okay, listen, little BZ. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Okay, well, that does it for my fifth show. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and with my special guest, Emma...
Hello.
I know, we're like, we're signing back on.
We're signing back on, guys. We're not going anywhere.
We're not leaving yet. We're not going anywhere.
Thanks for tuning in, guys, though.
Yeah, seriously. Thanks to all the listeners, honestly. Yeah. Honestly.
Honestly.
Okay, well, you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.